Where am I? I see. A fantasy? Is it my fantasy? No? Okay, your fantasy. So what's the backstory? I mean, what am I to do? There's no backstory? A hand job. Okay, that's simple. If it was my fantasy, I probably would have gone for something more, involved. But if this is your fantasy, why am I disagreeing with you? I could be your wife, your pet, a vampire angel, your... anything. Oh, is it maybe because you want me in control? You're not answering that. So who am I? What's it going to be? Writer's block? Hold on, you want this to be real? I thought this was your fantasy. Of course you want your fantasies to be real, but you're saying this one's different. Why? So your intention is not to escape reality, which you usually do at GWA, but to return to reality. I see, but you're still controlling what I say. It's right here in the script. I'm an actress? Sort of. Doesn't that make you the director? No? Okay. Tell me again, what brings you here? So, you want to get some stuff done back in the real world that you had been putting off? And instead, you find yourself in this fantasy land with me and decided that for once, you wanted a reward for your recent commitment to that thing you got going on. How would you describe it then? Am I just going to accept your instructions word by word? No, because scripts end? You want me to perform without a script? Oh, so basically you see this audio file as a reward for keeping in touch with reality. What's in it for me? Oh, breaking that wall, huh? As a listener, you are obviously here to listen and enjoy a woman's voice, yet you claim you don't know what motivates me to help you out. And it's also up to me if I should tell you. It says here that the next sentence is the last of this manuscript. Whew. I guess this means that there was a backstory after all, and that I will be the muse of your fantasy. Are you waiting to have your mind blown? Do you want me to jump right into it and tell you how much I want you to get me off? That is not what you came here for, and you know it. You like the chase just as much as I do. What if I were to blow your little human mind into pieces? What if it turns out that the one woman who responded to your deviant fantasies just happens to have more to her than meets the eye? What if it turns out that she doesn't know when she comes here for the first time that she is so much more than anyone else knows? You, lover, just happen to tap into it. What you gonna do about that? Oh, really? I should just try it on? Come on. You can do better than that. That is just plain dirty. Fine. All right. I will be the fantasy if that's what you really need. What if it turns out that when you touch me, my skin responds in the most unexpected and pleasurable ways? What if it turns out I'm not like all the other women? What if it turns out that when you kiss my spine and stroke my shoulder blades and tell me I'm yours, that I sprout wings? And they're not little wings. These are fully fledged, I can lift us up into the atmosphere kind of wings. Do you like to fly? You don't? It turns out that the wings can also be wrapped around a lover to keep things very private. What else? It's not enough for you that I can sprout a pair of wings? Jeez, you human men are so hard to please. What if it turns out that just below the wings there's this little nodule on each side of my spine that if you press them just right and put your lips to them and hum into each one at the right frequency, that there are beautiful, sensual eruptions that happen from my skin, and they can wrap themselves around you and massage you all over, all while the wings protect you from the view of the world. I can do anything I want. Each individual tentacle. What are you going to do with that? Oh, you like that? That's good, because I love the way your body is responding. It gives you away. You're just as freaky as I am. I knew it. No, don't rub your hands down my spine any further, because if that happens, there might be a tail. Oh, don't. Don't touch me like that. Oh, you are in for it now. Oh, I'm sorry. Did that take you even more by surprise? Are you suddenly alarmed somehow to find my tail wrapping itself around your ankles and winding its way up your thighs? Oh, it's the tapping of your ass that's the problem. I'm sorry, I didn't think it would be. You invited me here after all. Do you like it? Yeah, I bet you do. Do you want to kiss me some more? I bet you do. I want you to. I love being this close with you. Oh, I know it takes some adjusting, but I'm sure that you'll settle right in. Kiss me like you're hungry for it. question is, am I real enough for you?